those watching via live stream, thank you so much for joining us here at APC. We are privileged and honored to have you. Among those guests is the Jackson family who have come to minister to this church throughout this week. And tonight, we're so thankful to not only have Brother Victor Jackson, but also his wife, Louisa Jackson, and James Asher. So thankful to have them. What an honor and a privilege to have the whole family. Looking forward to get to know them this week. This family has a profound ministry, one that has impacted this church before they ever stepped in the doors. I will say on a personal level that at a critical point in my life, Youth Congress 2017, the Word of God came to me, and it was during a message that Brother Victor Jackson preached. So I know firsthand that God has used him and his family in this incredible way. Many of our students would say the same already, but I know they're going to be saying that God helped them by the end of this week. We welcome the Jackson family to APC, and we welcome Brother Victor Jackson to come. He's going to minister the word of the Lord. Would you stretch a hand towards him as he comes? And would you pray over the man of God? Lord, we thank you for this man of God, for his family. And we pray a special covering over him, over this entire week and over the body. Help us to hear and to heed your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray it. And we thank you for what you're going to do.
Can you stand to your feet and lift up your hands to the Lord? And let's just allow his presence to do what it came to do. We've come to glorify you, Jesus. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit. It's by your blood. It's by your name. In the name of Jesus. Amen. What an honor and what a privilege it is to be here in the presence of God with each and every one of you. And what a hunger and a thirst that I feel here. You guys just don't play over here, praise God. Y'all came to worship God. Y'all came to give your heart and minds and souls to him. What an amazing crowd here tonight on a Wednesday night. A testament to your hunger and commitment to God. And I give honor to you for that. It's good to be back in St. Louis the last time. I was here. They made sure to give my son a St. Louis Cardinals mask. Amen. So I guess that is what it is. Amen. I guess I'm part of the family now. Amen. Amen. So not going to mention any other teams in your presence. Praise God. Amen. And we're just privileged to be here. Appreciate so much this church. Your pastor, Pastor Williford, and his wife and family. Love and appreciate them, their example to my life, to this district. I'm so thankful for Pillars of Truth. Aren't you thankful for the leadership that God has placed in this assembly? Amen. And just what a privilege. We're nothing without our elders. Paving the way for us, allowing us to do what we do, just following their example. So thankful for Brother DeLong and his wife and their family. So thankful for the opportunity to get to fellowship with them this week. Appreciate their leadership in this church and the youth department. Give honor to my beautiful wife, Louisa, and my son, James Asher. So thankful for them. I always say the little man, he's been on well over 350 flights, platinum pro status, crosses his legs when he gets on the airplane, puts the pinky up in the air, sips slowly his ginger ale. Pray for us, please. Amen. Why don't we open up our Bibles to the Gospel of Luke chapter 24 and, just excited. I mean, I get to be here this week. I get to be here Sunday. Amen. Hopefully y'all don't get tired of me by Sunday. Praise God. That's why I'm just going to try to be short. Amen. So cut my message up. Amen. Don't want to wear anybody out. But y'all would, some of y'all have been looking at me like, can you just please get done with this introduction? I'm so hungry for the word. Y'all pulling it out of me. Y'all about to make me start preaching in my introduction. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 24 and verse 26. Luke chapter 24 and verse 26. Didn't these musicians and singers do such a marvelous job leading us into the presence of God? Amen. Shout out to the media team. Give honor to them. I've been calling them the heroes of the hour, putting hundreds of hours in behind the scenes throughout the past few months. I tell people, you never know when God's going to put your gift on display. And so you just got to give yourself to it, because it met an incredible need and is meeting an incredible need in the body. Luke 24, verse 26, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. Verse 35, last scripture. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. Verse 26 says, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? I just want to preach to you at the beginning of this revival on this subject. It was necessary. Y'all gonna make me preach here already, praise God. It was necessary. Oh, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. So why don't you lay your Bibles down? Everyone close your eyes, lift up your hands. Let's ask God to speak in this house. Lord Jesus, these precious people, these precious young people and elders alike have gathered together to worship you. Let your glory penetrate every heart, every mind, and every spirit, that they may not see me, but they see you alone. Let the glory of God shine brighter than any person here. Let it shine brighter than anything that would try to hinder their gaze at your presence. Shine brighter than every problem. Shine brighter than every demon that would try to overpower them. Shine brighter, oh God, than any angelic host. Shine your glory in this house in Jesus' name. Can you clap your hands to the Lord? And can somebody open up your mouth and give them glory in this place? Come on, somebody clap your hands. Somebody lift up your voice. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Somebody shout, yes. It was necessary. These two disciples were really struggling with their faith because they were on the road to Emmaus 3 days after they watched the Messiah get crucified. And it was on that Good Friday that they witnessed their dream dying before their eyes. The person that they had put their trust in, that they had put their livelihood in, that they had put all of their faith in, this perfect man, they watched him be crucified. They watched him as the nails went through his hands and as the nails went through his feet. They watched the blood pour out of his body, and they were trying to grasp it in their mind. How could something so tragic happen to someone so good? You and I, we battle with this same thing in our lives. Why does tragedy have to knock on my door when I'm trying to live right? Why did it have to happen to my parents? Why did it have to happen to my kids? Why did it have to happen to my ministry? Why did I have to suffer loss? Why did I have to lose my job? Why wasn't I able to graduate this year with my friends because of COVID? Tragedy is no respecter of persons. And it is tough to come to grips with that when you know that you worship all the time, you're committed, you're faithful, yet its trouble still comes at your door. And they're battling with their faith, and they're struggling with their faith, trying to come to grips that pain even happened to the faithful, that pain even happened to those that were walking with God and gave an investment with God. They were grasping with that. They could not understand it. And after 3 days of struggling and wrestling with it, the Bible says that they talked together. They communed together. They talked about their doubts, their fears, their worries, and they battled with questions. And while they were struggling with their faith, while they were struggling with fear on the way to Emmaus, the Bible says that Jesus himself drew near. That makes me want to preach a little bit, because they didn't have to be perfect for his presence to draw near. They didn't have to have it all together. They didn't have to have all the faith in the world. Come on. Even their doubt could not prevent the presence of God from coming where they were. Not even their failures could stop the prick. Can I tell you, you don't have to come in here pretty. You don't have to come in here perfect. You don't have to come in here having it all together. Jesus will still show up in the middle of your mess if you will just open. He drew near, and their inadequacy could not prevent his presence from coming close. They are struggling with their faith, yet he still draws near. Can I tell you, God is not afraid of any person's trouble. God is not afraid of your depression. He's not afraid of your anxiety. He'll show up in the middle of that depression just to show you that you're still his, even when you don't feel like you're his. He'll show up in the middle of your suffering just to show you, I'm still your God. When you're weeping, when you're shouting, when you're dancing, and when you don't feel me. Oh, I wish somebody would clap their hands to the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He drew near in the middle of doubt. You see, people, they tried to come to church and act like nothing's wrong in their world. They put on the trademark Christian smile. How you doing, brother? Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you? How are you, sister? Oh, the family's well. But under the smile, there is a broken heart under that smile. Under the facade, there is a pain deep down in the spirit that we cover up because we feel like we have to show ourselves strong when we come into the presence of God, because we feel like that's the only way we get a visitation. But you have to understand, there's something powerful about vulnerability. There's something powerful about being transparent and saying, God, I don't know what's going on in my world, but God, I still believe that you can touch me. I still believe you can touch my family. I still believe you can work a miracle. You don't have to come to church. Come on. Some people afraid to shed a tear in church because you scared somebody gonna pray for you. Hello? Hello? No, I don't want to cry because they're going to come lay hands on me. And I'm talking about before COVID. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about before social distancing. Last year, you were in trouble and you were struggling. And you didn't want to cry and you didn't want to come up front because you knew we gathered together. Come on, somebody. And we'd pray you through. We would pray and comfort you. And you're like, no, I'm Mr. Spiritual. I'm Spiritual. I gotta act like I'm okay. I'm a leader. I gotta act like everything's right. Can I tell you, God will show up when everything's not right. He'll show up when you don't.
don't have it together. Come on, somebody. He'll show up even when you feel like you don't deserve it. Oh, amen. Amen. He showed up. He drew near in the middle of doubts, in the middle of fears, and in the middle of questions. Can I preach to you? God is not afraid of your questions. I said, God's not intimidated by questions. He's not intimidated by questions like you and I get intimidated by questions. If you tell your child, hey, go clean your room, and they come back and say, why? Those are fighting words. What did you just say? I said, why, Mom? Come here, let me talk to you. No, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm like, no. You see, because we perceive questions as a challenge to our authority. But God doesn't perceive your questions as a challenge. He uses questions to lead to revelation. He uses questions to lead to discovery. He uses questions to lead you into his presence because he is the only answer. You don't have to go to the world with your questions. You don't have to go to the culture with your questions. You come to Jesus because he is the answer to every question. Researchers did a study as they compared and contrasted the major differences and few similarities that humans and animals have. And they did this study with humans and animals, and they realized that humans and animals have major differences, but they do have some similarities. One of them are, they said, animals adapt to their environment in a similar way that humans do. And they also said that animals communicate with their own species in a similar way that humans do. But they said one of the greatest differences between a human and an animal is the ability to ask a question. So questions are a sign of your humanity. It's a sign of your distinction above every other species. Because no other species, God says, come, let us reason together. I say, your questions are a privilege. Because animals can't do that. That's what made God speaking through the donkey so great. The miracle wasn't that God just spoke through the donkey. The miracle was the donkey's first words. And the donkey's first words were, why are you hitting me? See, the miracle wasn't that God just spoke through the donkey. The miracle was that God reached into the donkey's mind, gave it human comprehension, human intellect, human wisdom. And if any animal could talk, the first thing they would say is why. But they don't have that capacity like you do. If your dog could talk, the first thing it would say is why. Didn't you feed me more food? But they don't have that level or capacity. Come on, somebody. He showed up in the middle of questions, and he comes to them. He says, what's going on? What's wrong? They said, didn't you understand what happened? A man named Jesus of Nazareth. Now listen, the Bible says that their eyes were holding. They could not recognize that was him. They did not recognize that was Jesus speaking to them. And the Bible says, they said, look, Jesus of Nazareth, he died. He was crucified. He was taken by the chief priests and elders, and he was crucified, and we had trusted he was the one that should have redeemed Israel. And they said, beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. They did not recognize Jesus standing in front of them because they were so traumatized by the pain of yesterday. They couldn't see what God was trying to do today. They were so in pain of what happened last year, 2 years, 5 years, 6 months ago, that they were not able to see the move of God that God was trying to do in the present. And can I preach to somebody right now? We can get so overwhelmed with the pain of the past that we neglect the power of the present. And can I tell you, God is still trying to do something right in the middle of the mess, right in the middle of the heartache. Their eyes were holding and they didn't recognize him. They were so overwhelmed with the past, with the pain, so traumatized that they did not recognize that he was standing right in front of them. Look what they said. They said, it's not only bad, but this is the third day since these things were done. They're like, look, it's not only bad, it's the third day. And Jesus is looking at them like, he said, you know what? They went to the tomb, the sepulcher. Can you believe it? They couldn't find his body. And Jesus is looking at him like, but they could not see it. Their eyes were holding. They were so overwhelmed with what had happened that they neglected what was happening. God, please. Don't interrupt my pain with a miracle. Are you hearing me right now? God, I'm so deep in pain, I don't even know how to come out. Come on, you need to lift up your hands, everyone across this building. The Holy Ghost is moving in this house. Come on, somebody lift up your voice. That's a move of God happening right now. When I put my hand on your head, you're going to feel to speak in something you don't understand. That's the Holy Ghost. Let it go right now. Come on. Come on, no English. Let those tongues go right now. That's it right there. Let it out. You don't have to hold it in. Come on, somebody send up some worship. You're preparing an atmosphere right now. This is what the pain was for. This is what the pain was for. This is why we went through it. This is why we went through it. So the glory of God can fall. Hala mohosata, hila mohore bebehesata, hatala la mohore atala bohoya. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody needs to intercede right now. Somebody needs to stand on their feet and intercede right now. Somebody needs to stand on their feet and throw their hands up. This is why we went through it right here. This is why we went through it right here. Not because Victor Jackson is here, but because of your pain, because of your faithfulness, because of your anointing. You have prepared an atmosphere for the glory and the power of God. Oh God. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Come on, I need a cry from somebody. I need somebody to push for another second. Something is eclipsing. Oh, Ramahasataya. Oh, Ramahosherehea. Hallelujah. Come on, let the Spirit begin to flow through you. Let the Spirit begin to give utterance through you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need to grab your family member by the hand right now. I feel something beginning to break in this place. I feel somebody getting delivered in this place. I feel somebody getting set free in this place. You need to grab your family member by the hand. There is something. There's a spirit of infirmity that is beginning to, that's beginning to be broken right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, there's a spirit of depression that's beginning to be broken right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, it's a spirit of infirmity that's being broken right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody cry out right now. Somebody worship like you've never worshipped. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Ramahatara lalamo korebehea. Halalalamo hoshere lamakat. Come on, somebody push right now. Somebody press right now. I feel the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. 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 Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, the spirit of infirmity is being broken right now. I'm preaching to families that's been going through it for the last 5 years. It's been one thing after another. It's been tear after tear. God said, I'm breaking it tonight. I'm breaking that spirit that has been tormenting you and your family. I am breaking that spirit. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Ha, hata, hataya. Hila bohore hetaya. Hiyoroko sherere hetaya. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Come on, somebody praise him for that word from God right there. I may finish this message tomorrow or Sunday. I don't know, but I have to follow the Holy Ghost right here. As soon as I walked into the building, the Lord poured a scripture into my mind. And I said, Lord, do you want me to say it tonight or do you want me to hold it till Sunday? He said, you'll know the right time to release it. And he said that what Hezekiah said in 2 Kings 19, Hezekiah said, this is a day of trouble and of rebuke and of blasphemy. For the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. And the Lord said that every time this church is about to break through something, something always happens to try to weaken it. I'm in the Holy Ghost right now. Is this okay for the first night? Oh, hallelujah. Every time God's about to break something through in this church, this is a blessed church, this is an anointed church, but there have been some levels that have been prophesied over this church over decades, that every time it's about to happen, something random happens. It's not even all the same thing. Something random happens that eclipses the breakthrough, that stops the breakthrough, and you have to draw attention to something else. Come on, somebody. And then you recover from it, and then you move forward, gain momentum, then something else happens. Come on, somebody. And then you have to recover again. And it's been that cycle. Every time you come to birth, that all of a sudden the devil sends something this way that weakens and cripples you, where you cannot bring birth to revival as you would like. And there have been souls that have been wanting to be born here, but it's almost like you're trying to do whatever you can to survive, you and your own family. Am I talking to somebody right now? It's almost like you don't even have the strength to pray for somebody else. You're just trying to make it through your own life, your own family. You're just trying to find your own job. You're just trying to make it your own way, because every time you come to birth, there is weakness that comes to your loins, and you're not able to bring forth as God would have you to bring forth. And God said there have been on some families, there has been a spirit of infirmity every time. And not only is it on this local church that every time breakthrough happens, something comes to weaken it, but on individual families, every time you walk in blessing, who am I talking to right now? Something happens with your job, your kids, your marriage, and you have to bring your focus to something else. God said that stops today. He said you've endured enough, you've been through it long enough, come on somebody, and now you're gonna reap the reward from the pain that you've been through. I wish somebody would clap your hands if you hear what I'm saying. Because you know what your pain has done? Your pain has provoked a desperation in you. You have been desperate in your spirit. And what we reaped here tonight is the first fruits from all the pain that you've been through. Somebody receiving the Holy Ghost 10 minutes into the message. That's not because of my preaching. That's not because I'm here. It's because you've been holding on in the middle of pain. And God said, I will reward my beloved. I will reward my child. And this is just the beginning of a turn. I wish somebody would praise God. Can you clap your hands louder? Oh, God. Come on, if you've been going through hell revival over the last 5 to 10 years, you need to clap your hands and give glory to God. If you've been in the battle for the last year, you need to clap your hands and give glory to God, because there is a shift taking place right now. I hear the Lord. I know this is my first time. I would not do this on the first day if the Lord didn't initiate it. But I'm telling you, I hear the Lord whispering in my ear right now, saying that there have been attacks that have come that have provoked the spirit of infirmity you've been holding on. But he said, but there have been some things, some battles that I have left behind in this church to teach your kids how to warfare. That's what he said in the book of Judges. He said, I didn't drive them all out the land. He said, I had to leave some enemies in the land that the next generation would learn how to fight. And I'm preaching to people that have been battled weary, that you fought so many battles, you elders, but these young people, they haven't been through much yet until the past 2 to 3 years. And it's to teach them how to get a prayer life. It's to teach them, come on, to get rooted in the doctrine. Come on, somebody. And they're not just living on mama's faith and grandmama's faith and great grandmama's, but they've got their own faith because they've been through their own stuff. Come on, somebody. And over the past 6 months, there's been young people that have been tapping into the spirit. They have been tapping into the anointing, not because everything's been going well, but because they've been learning how to fight on their knees, because that's the only way we're going to win. I want you to grab your family member by the hand right now. You could come. Sister DeLong, you could come. We'll sing hallelujah. But I feel such a witness in the spirit. Oh, Lord. Oh, praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Can you grab your family member by the hand right now? There's about to be a wave of God's glory that goes from the front to the back, from the back to the front, that's going to flow all across this house. And there's going to be anxiety that lifts off of you. There's going to be worry that lifts off of you. God's going to take care of your family. God's going to take care of your kids. God's going to take care of you this year. Can you close your eyes and lift up those hands where you are? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I am praying right now that you would lift every form of depression off of your people. That you would lift every form of anxiety off of your people. Oh God, I pray that you would provide for them. There have been people that have been worried over their finances. There have been people that have been worried over their academic year. And God, I am praying that there be a peace that passes understanding that would come on them. I pray in the name of Jesus. Come on, that's it. Tap in. There is something moving across this auditorium. There's an anointing that's coming down in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, that's it, young people. You need to press in right now. That's in hyphing age. You need to press in right now. Come on, that's it right there. God's going to take care of you. God's going to open the door. God's going to do something in you. You will not be destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command healing to come into your body now. You will not die from that illness. You will not die from that disease. I speak healing in your body right now. I speak
speak peace in your mind in the name of Jesus. You will not be destroyed this year. You're going to walk in the power of God. Come on, somebody needs to press in right now. I feel fear beginning to fall off of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you pray for your family member right now? Can you put your hand on their shoulder or your hand on their head and begin to pray in the name of Jesus? God, break the back of the enemy tonight in the name of Jesus. Break every curse off of their life. Break every spirit off of their life. And let them walk in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let them walk with clarity. Let them walk with vision. Let them walk with fresh anointing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.